Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghis, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 323. Today we continue with the details of the SBS of the periosteum. Do not forget that the category of the organs controlled from the cerebral cortex but with functional changes or functional loss is where we include our topic periosteum. To start with, Dr. Hammer says that the biological special program of the periosteum follows the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern, meaning there is hypersensitivity during the conflict active phase and the epileptic crisis and hyposensitivity in the healing phase. Therefore, there is the significant symptom of hypersensitivity of the affected part during the conflict active phase of the SBS of the periosteum. Another accompanying symptom of the CA phase of the SBS of the periosteum is a short-term memory loss. Its biological purpose is to forget temporarily the one who has left by blocking out the distressful memory of the one who left. I hope you must be remembering that the CA phase of the SBS of the epidermis also had a short-term memory loss to serve the purpose of temporarily forgetting the one who was torn from the skin by blocking the memory. Let us proceed to understand the other symptoms occurring during the CA phase of the SBS of the periosteum. They include a sensation of tingling and sharp stinging pain, usually known as pins and needles. This neuralgic pain is commonly referred to as rheumatism. Sometimes there might also be a soreness to touch on the affected part of the body. Severe and long-lasting pain can cause self-devaluation conflict affecting the corresponding bone. In the healing phase of these bones, the pain is called rheumatic pain, which we studied earlier. The bone program and the periosteum program together is known as bone syndrome in GNM. When the pain reaches into the muscle tissue, it is called a soft tissue rheumatism. With the conflict activity, the affected part of the body will be felt cold. Or we can say that a cold muscle pain occurs during the conflict activity related to the periosteum of the affected part, and a hot muscle pain points to a muscle that is healing. This is the reason for the feeling of soothing and for the alleviation of the pain by warming the affected area. As a tissue originated from the ectoderm, whether the right side of the body or left side of the body is to be affected is determined by the biological handedness and whether the severe separation conflict is mother-child or partner-related. A localized conflict will have affection on the corresponding part of the body. There are few more possible symptoms during the CA phase of the SBS of the periosteum. One of them is chilblains. Here, the capillary vessels become narrow because the periosteum and the arteries are both innervated from the sympathetic trunks, and hence during CA phase or sympathetic cotonia, there will be a narrowing of the capillaries and restriction in the blood circulation. Since the affected areas show reddish purple bumps similar to frostbites occurring as reactions to the exposure to the frigid temperature, it got the name as chilblains. In reality, it is the distress of having to separate or wanting to separate from a certain place acting as the triggering cause, and it can affect bottom or top of the toes. When the affected areas, for example, the fingers, turn white, the condition is termed as Raynaud's disease. If the conflict is persisting over a prolonged period, it can cause the death of the affected tissue, known as a gangrene. Even if the affected limb is removed or amputated, the rheumatic pain can occur during the conflict active phase, known as rheumatic phantom pain. Sometimes the SBS of both the periosteum and the epidermis can run together, causing ulcers on feet or legs because both have separation conflict as their biological conflicts. During the CFAs, these ulcers can open and create holes on the lower legs or ankles, the sites determined by the biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related. The peripheral neuropathy is another medical condition to be considered here. Periosteal nerves belong to the peripheral nervous system. So the conventional medicine calls the pain of the CFAs and numbness of the healing phase as peripheral neuropathy. They attribute this to high blood sugar causing damage to the peripheral arteries and nerves, causing pain and numbness. They cannot explain why every diabetic is not developing this condition and why only one side is affected and why on legs and toes. According to GNM, a diabetic peripheral neuropathy can occur with the combination of two biological special programs running simultaneously, one involving the beta islet cells of the pancreas and the other involving the periosteum. Wanting to kick someone away may cause ulcers or gangrene of the leg or foot. Trigeminal neuralgia is another condition with severe separation conflict associated with face, literally or figuratively. Literally, when lost a cheek contact, or figuratively with a slap in the face. During the healing phase, as explained earlier, there is hyposensitivity of the affected part. It can even be a loss of sensitivity or numbness. The short-term memory loss we learned to be present during the CA phase can even reach up to the PCLA phase of the healing phase. During the epileptoid crisis, the rheumatic pain may return, especially during night. During the PCLB phase, the sensitivity returns to normal if there are no conflict lapses to cause flare-up of pains. There may have troubled circulation, disease spells, short disturbances, or complete loss of consciousness accompanying the epileptoid crisis. Also, a drop of blood sugar might occur with the excessive use of blood glucose by the brain cells. Friends, here we end the discussion of the SBS of the periosteum. It is the last organ under the group of organs controlled from the cerebral cortex with functional changes or functional loss. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.